Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
All right, drum roll is on. Divya, the last question, the 12th question.
The 12th question to ask yourself before investing. The final question is, after having evaluated the ICO, having decided that you're going to invest in, the 12th question is essentially, how much should you invest? And do you know when you would get your returns on it?
So that's the time element. Till now, we analyzed all the things about the business, et cetera, et cetera. One of the most exciting things, you know, about the crypto economy is that you get liquidity pretty soon. So that means you buy your tokens through the ICO, initial coin offering or token sale, and 3-4 months later, it is normal for it to be traded on the market and you can actually liquidate your tokens and get your money back. That is amazing because I have invested in some companies a few years ago and I'm still sitting on private equity investments. Those tend to be what are known as illiquid investments. You have to kind of hold on to your shares. They're all doing well, but I don't know when I'll make my money. That's called an illiquid investment. So for example, if you bought shares in a big company like Apple, those are very liquid. You can sell them anytime and get your money back. Even real estate is semi-liquid. Yeah, you can sell it, but it's not. You cannot sell it tomorrow afternoon and get your money. It takes a few weeks. So it's a semi-liquid type of an investment. The thing that is very exciting about cryptocurrencies is you invest money today, in a month, 2 months, 6 months, it's actually traded and you can actually sell and hopefully make a profit. So liquidity, early liquidity or quick liquidity is one of the biggest pluses of cryptocurrency market. So that is what we're talking about. Hey, now that you invested $1,000, are you willing to sit for so many months? And if you decided that this is a long-term investment that'll give you 3-year return, remember you have to strategize. That's what this whole 12 questions is helping you do is at the end of it, you're emerging with a pretty clear picture about should I invest? How much should I invest? How long should I hold? Why am I investing? Can I afford to lose this money? So a lot of these questions are being encapsulated in a nice checklist so you can ask themselves. They're not exhaustive. They're not sufficient. I understand, but definitely very, very useful. So you apply all of these and you say, okay, I decided I'm going to invest this much and I'm going to invest for at least 1 year. Or if the money goes up 5-10 times, I might take half my money out. So you're going in with a written down strategy and now execute it. Okay, after that, don't think when it went up 5 times or 10 times, now should I be greedy? No, you already wrote down and it goes up 10 times, you'll take half your money out. So 1,000 became 10,000. You took $5,000 out. Wow, you made 5x your money, you rogue, you did a great job, congratulations. So don't be afraid to take your money out. Oh, but after that, it went up another 50 times. Okay, that's fine. How nobody can predict the future. It's okay to take, what if after that, it fell to zero? Okay, so that's what I mean by saying, if you've decided to invest and how much, do you know when to get out, how to get out, et cetera, et cetera? And do you have a written down strategy? Can you stick to it? Of course, common sense again, but along the way, you might say, I don't want to withdraw half of it. Maybe I'll take out 3x and I'm still fine with it. I can leave the rest of the money because I see a lot of potential and I think it'll go up more. Sure, it's your strategy. You can change it, but at least if you have something that's written down that you can follow, I think you will go in with a much better opportunity to make money when things are up than to go the ride the thing all the way up and all the way down. Many of us have done that many times. Hope that helps.
Thank you. With that, we've come to the end of 12 questions.
Everyone, I hope this has been a very exciting exercise. Thank you, Divya, for both of us. And I hope, please take notes on this. And if any of you is assembling these into a checklist, send it back to us so we can share it with everybody else. But please share these things. I think we might even create a package of these, Divya. If somebody comes and subscribes to us, we'll give them these 12 questions as a PDF that they can print it off, stick it in front of them and follow them. And again, the disclaimer is we are not recommending you invest in ICOs. We are always reminding you might lose all your money. But if you do intend to, it's better to have some semblance of logic and framework and mindset. So we are hoping that's what we communicated through these 12 questions. Divya, thank you for helping everybody navigate through these 12 questions. And we wish everybody the very best.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Nights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.